Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 5. Planning for Migration, Upgrades, and Restructuring. Upgrades and restructures are driven by business needs. Intraforest migration and interforest migrations are two restructuring methods. ADMT is a tool that allows for restructuring. You should use SID history in a restructuring scenario to maintain resource access. As a best practice, migration planning is separated into distinct phases. Cross-forest authentication requires creation and management of trusts. Planning for interoperability. Interoperability between web services are based on the HTTP protocol and define extensions for security, reliable messaging, and embedding of security tokens. Active Directory Federation Service, or ADFS, is based on web services and allows companies to collaborate in various ways. Active Directory Lightweight Directory Service, or ADLDS, is an application directory that provides authentication and authorization for directory-enabled applications. Extranet authentication is a typical application for ADLDS. The Network File System, or NFS, is a network file system used on Unix-based systems. Services for NFS allow a Windows server to act as an NFS server and client. Network Information System, or NIS, and NIS Plus centralize administration for Unix systems. Besides user authentication, they also provide a central repository for configuration items. Identity Management for Unix is a Windows Server 2008 role service that provides NIS server facilities for Windows Server and implements a password replication service. Frequently Asked Questions. I did not read anything about Windows NT 4 domains in this book. How can I upgrade from Windows NT 4 to Windows Server 2008? Answer. Since Windows NT 4 is no longer supported by Microsoft, you cannot in-place upgrade to Windows Server 2008. The only way would be a restructuring to a new forest. Question. Is it possible to change the forest root domain during an intra-forest restructure? Answer. No. Unfortunately, this is not possible. The forest root domain is established during promotion of the first domain controller in the first domain and cannot be changed. Question. When I use ADMT, is it possible to move a domain inside the forest structure? Answer. No. Microsoft does not support moving domains. Moving domains would imply removing default trust relationships, which is not possible with current technology. Question. Can I populate the SID history attribute with the SID of an administrative group, such as enterprise admins? This would allow for privilege escalation. Answer. Tools provided by third parties do not support this kind of operation. However, there are hacking tools available that allow such modifications. Therefore, physically securing your domain controllers is an important task. Question. I tried to migrate Windows XP computers from one forest to another. Unfortunately, the migration failed with the error message, "Unable to ping remote host." Answer. This is a common error when migrating Windows XP hosts. Because the firewall is enabled by default in Windows XP Service Pack 2, the ADMT cannot connect to the machine and install the agent. Question. Since ADLDS does not have the same dependencies as ADDS, how can I install multiple instances of ADLDS on the same computer? Answer. To create multiple instances of ADLDS on the same computer, you must ensure that every instance of ADLDS is configured to use a unique combination of IP address and TCP port. Question. How do I replicate information between two instances of ADLDS on different computers? Answer. There are two ways to accomplish this. Either you create a replica instance of the source ADLDS instance by using the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Services Setup Wizard, or you install ADLDS by using install from Media Technology. Question. How can I replicate information from ADDS to ADLDS? Answer. First, you have to import parts of the schema of Windows Server 2008 ADDS, and then you use ADMSync to synchronize objects. Question. I installed the Identity Management for Unix service on my domain controller. However, I am not able to edit Unix attributes in Active Directory users and computers from other servers. Answer. To see the Unix Attributes tab in Active Directory Users and Computers, you must install the Server for NIS tools. They are part of the Remote Server Administration Tools feature and can be installed by using Server Manager. Question. Are there any tools to automate the creation of NFS shares in Windows Server 2008? Answer. Yes, you can use the command line tool NFS share to create and modify NFS shares. Question. How does Windows Server 2008 store Unix attributes in Active Directory? Answer. Windows Server 2008 Active Directory includes schema extensions to store Unix attributes.